This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 2nd. God's word to you today is speak up. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 6 verse 2 from the Living Bible, and it says, share each other's troubles and problems, and so obey our Lord's command. In addition to admitting how you feel, finding a safe place, and turning your attention to God, to cheer up when you're depressed, the fourth thing is, let someone know that you're hurting. The fourth point may be like the second point, which is find a safe place, but it is different. You can be in a safe place and not let somebody know you're hurting. In fact, between a husband and wife, one party may be hurting, and even though the other party is willing to listen, the person hurting is unwilling to talk. What is the problem? Nothing. Is everything all right? Yes. Should I get you something? No. Is there something you would like to talk about? No. You can be in a safe place and yet not let anyone know you're hurting. This happens very often, even in church. Many people are hurting, but they would not let anyone know that they're hurting. They keep quiet about it. The truth is, I cannot share your problems with you if you do not share your problems with me. I cannot bear the burden you do not share. Your brother, your spouse, your friend cannot bear that burden with you if you do not share the burden. Christians are an amazing group of people. You hear Christians say things like, I want the Holy Spirit to tell him that I'm hurting. Do not get me wrong, the Holy Spirit cares about you. But the Holy Spirit has designed you and designed community in a way that you have to speak out. People are not mind readers primarily. Wives do this to their husbands a lot. But you should have known that I do not like it. How is he supposed to know if you do not tell him? He cannot read your mind. The truth is, if you do not share it, the church cannot solve it. Another line that Christians use is that they want the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. The Holy Spirit reveals things he chooses to. So if he does not choose to reveal it, then it is no one's fault. Another thing Christians say is, I should be strong enough to handle this. Have you heard that before? Do not die in silence, please. You ask someone, how are you doing? The person says, I'm fine. That is one of the biggest lies people tell in church. I'm not saying you should tell everyone your challenges, but when people you do life with ask how you are and you say fine, you're lying. Can't we just be truthful? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the courage to be honest to God-chosen people around me about my struggles and finding healing and support. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.